I call the shots, I never call it quits. Trust my intuition, bet it's right and bitch, it often is. Seen too many others come and go, they had the wrong intent. Do it out of love and never for it, then I watch it get bigger than expected, no second guess it, I let it set it. It's God's plan, we out here only accepting blessings. I'm stuck with it, this mindset is terminal. In and out different terminals, leveling up is personal. And I already made it, y'all can miss me. I smack my girl's ass, tell her pinch me. It's hard to believe I made something from nothing. No hindsight discussions, I've been writing, I love it.
Welcome to the 3 Gig Sports Podcast, where we are never wrong, just sometimes misinformed. We've got the three amigos in the house tonight. It's been a minute, gentlemen.
It has been.
Yes, it has.
Last time we did anything was fight night, right?
Yeah.
It was.
Fight night, doing interviews.
Yeah, vacation. You had lovely vacation, which we'll ask you about here in a second. But yeah. State champion baseball for my son.
Yeah, he's back to back.
Yeah, back to back. Double A state champs. His team that he kind of, that is more the Garner one that he helped out, or most of his buddies from last year, they won single A state this last weekend. Actually took them down the, I think they took the fire truck right down Main Street with them.
Oh,
which,
shit.
Which is
okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah, and then you've been gone.
And Rio's going to Nashville here soon, right?
Well, I don't know. We were supposed to, but then the people we were going with kind of backed out. They got job training or whatever, so I'm not sure what we're going to do that weekend now.
Got it.
And there's always time for sex tapes.
Yeah, but mine aren't very long.
So they'd be called shorts or clips?
Extra shorts.
No, you just got to slow-mo that thing, right? That's no big deal.
Right, distort it a little bit. Like,
right.
Yep, you're damn right. It was an hour long.
Dude, when you're doing video editing on here, you know how you have to drag that sound out. You have to stretch it out to make it fit in
make
the video.
Solid TikTok clips, okay?
Yeah, 100%. You just got to do those things where it replays what you just did a bunch of times.
We are in the sultry, shittiest hot week of the summer so far in Iowa with the humidity. Yeah. Anyone that is outside of here, maybe Arizona, would think that, oh, you sound like a crybaby bitch at 94, 95, 96 degrees. Go ahead and add like 80% humidity to that minimum.
Yeah. Hot.
Yeah, it's
hot. But speaking of which, you came from that. So tell us about Arizona, Danny.
Yeah, it was tough. I think they're at like day 26 in a row. So breaking their own record of days over 110 degrees straight. And so we were there in the middle of that. So it was tough because we were like, well, we don't want to go outside much because it's fucking hot as hell. But we did dip into the pool a couple different times, and it was like, I was telling Rio this a little bit ago, it was like warm bath water. There was no relief from anything.
Like, I'm hot in the pool, I'm hot out of the pool. What the fuck?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good time, though. The concert was awesome. This is nuts. So there was, do you know who Hardy is? You're a big country guy, right?
Yeah.
So he has a few songs. So he performed. Apparently, he's like Morgan Wallen's like best friend. So whatever. But he performed, and there were some songs in there that my wife and I recognized. We're like, oh, that's who that is. Okay, whatever. And there was one song that's kind of I can't remember. It's a super sentimental one, though. And it's like, it's like if somebody dies, you know, you think about this song type of a deal. Like, is he the one that does Give Heaven Some Hell or something like that? Is that his song?
Yeah, I think so.
That might be the one. But either way, whatever emotional song he played, immediately after that, he played a song called Fuck. And it was screamo music.
Go. Gotta change the mood.
It was insane. This dude was half country, half like screamo music. And so I didn't know what to think. Yeah. Okay. Besides that, and the fact that the AC wasn't working in the in the Diamondback Stadium, so it was a little warm, and it was also the only time I've ever seen a baseball stadium seat to seat. Every fucking seat in that place was packed, even in playoff baseball. Like, you don't see it that full. It was fucking crazy, but it was a good time. And then other than that, we did a couple things with the wife and the family. But yeah, it's good to get a little break.
There you go.
Always.
I'm sure it's probably too bad, though, that you can enjoy a little bit more of the outdoors part of it. But
yeah.
Still, you weren't here in Iowa.
No, but I did bring back a good story for her to make sense later on, buddy.
Ooh.
You guys will appreciate that.
Ooh. I'm digging that. Hey, just for an FYI. the number one country song in the world right now. Is Try That in a Small Town. Oh. Just so you know.
Yeah.
By Jason Aldean.
Jeez.
Danny, if you know nothing about country, and because I know minimal, I may know not hear more, is this song is evidently racist.
Yeah, even though it doesn't say anything racist in the song.
Right, not at all.
And the riot videos that are in there shows every type of race. You can literally, with it going by quickly, you can literally scope out any race, gender, non-gender, whatever. Cats, dogs.
Them, they.
Right. Whatever. But evidently, it's racist.
Yeah, the fucked up thing is, it's not him that's the racist. It's the people that's saying, because you're talking about people that commit crimes and you're going to hurt them, that's racist. So you're saying only black people commit crimes. That's the fucked up
that's
thing.
That's the racist part, okay? Right?
Like he's just saying a simple message, right? Like, you can get away with that shit in the big cities. Yeah. Robbing, looting, burning shit down, all that stuff. But you're not going to be able to come to a small town and do that because people are family in a small town. People are a lot closer, and you're not going to be able to get away with that shit.
Yeah, you're not going to run through a fucking town. Like, even the one where I may not like even half of them, but or more. But you're not. I'm not going to let that go on right in my backyard, right?
Right.
I love same when this shit happens, though, because of all that, that they made this song even bigger than it was going to be. It's not exactly canceling anybody.
Right.
No.
In fact, it actually goes kind of counter with everything else is going, like, you know, Target, whatever, all that bullshit. I think Bud Light's still losing money.
No big deal.
But you go and make some money every time country singer says something.
Maybe they'll rebrand, too. You saw that Twitter's rebranded, right?
Yeah.
What?
Doing an X.
Yeah.
Is that... He has an obsession with this X thing, right? Because isn't it SpaceX?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be called X?
I don't know if Twitter the name is going to change.
Change, but I think maybe the logo.
Yeah.
I think he already changed it on the building, I think.
Twitter rebrand? Rebrand, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm curious. You have my attention. Rebrands Twitter to X. Replaces bird logo on headquarters. Yeah. So it's got to be like kind of like the SpaceX type of thing, right? Analysts don't. I'm kind of looking at, trying to see the picture.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know if he's gonna, like you said, like change the name, because like everybody knows what a tweet is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you gonna call it now? An X? Like, I don't know completely where he's going with it, but
I think it's just getting rid of the bird, right?
I hope
like
so.
Kind of making making his own.
Yeah, maybe.
Or he's going. Maybe he's going a little off the deep end now. Like, it's cool that you bought him up and you gave freedom speech back and everything, but come on, he's still the damn blue bird there. I guess I don't understand what the big deal is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's make it his own.
Yeah. Let's get rolling with some.
We got some good shit to talk about today.
We do.
Bro. Let's go.
You guys saw Justin Herbert and the Bolts agreed on a 5-year, $262.5 million extension. Now, before get your opinion on it, I want you to remember 5-year, $262.5 million, okay? 262, just remember that. For 5 years in a violent-ass sport like football.
Did it say, just as we get into this, did it say how much is guaranteed on that? I can't remember.
I will pull that up while you do. What do you think of? It's technically, 2 years early? That, like, he had years under. It wasn't like he was in it. I think he has, 2 years left, if I looked at it right. Let's see.
What are you thinking, Rio?
I mean, yeah, you're going to have to pay him. I mean, quarterbacks are going to get the big money. So, you know, you're not going to just let him walk. Yeah, I think it's good. For Chargers, you know, we talked about the coach holding them back. I do think he's going to need some weapons, though. Keenan Allen's only getting older. Mike Williams has showed he can't stay on the field.
And consistent.
Right. So
$218.7 million in guarantees.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's something they had to do for sure, but the dude's going to need some weapons there. You know, to make this money pay off, you know, you're going to have some offensive playmakers around him.
I think my initial thought was you had to. Same thing. You had to do it. you have to get ahead of the curve because they're obviously having no problem throwing. It's only nut. It's only nut hairs above Lamar Jackson's deal. If they were willing to pay Lamar what they paid him, and he's a running quarterback with the liability of getting banged up, which he has multiple times, right? I think it was a hell of a good investment. But they were what? Maybe right around like a 500 team, give or take a couple games throughout these few years, right? Or I know you don't. The contract doesn't kick in until, you know, another year or so. But
yeah.
But my point is that's when you were supposed to like attack for a Super Bowl. It's when you're still in that rookie contract. The reality is that's right around the corner. Is what you alluded to is. Who do you really have? You have a pissed off Austin Eckler, which we'll talk about that later. You have Keenan Allen, who has injury history and getting older. Mike Williams, who's inconsistent. The one good thing that I've noticed from Herbert is it feels like when all of his receivers are down, he was still throwing for over 300 yards. He would still find he'd still find a way, but that isn't going to be a recipe for success, right?
Having to because the defense kept breaking down. You know, so they're having to sling the rock.
Which made no sense because they have a talented-ass defense.
They do. Andrew
by played, name.
By name, yeah. Yeah, no, it is interesting. You know, it brings me to, you know, quarterback market and stuff. We talk about Joey B. He's going to be up next to get paid. But, you know, I was looking at potential draft, something come across, potential draft for next year, NFL draft, and, like, Cardinals could be up there 1 and 2 with, you know, the trade they made with the Texans. If they have 1 and 2 and they want Caleb Williams, what team is going to be that fringe team that would go after Murray?
That's a great question, but a horrible question.
It is.
Because I know where you're going with this.
Oh, I wasn't actually, but that is a good spot for
him. No, it's not.
It's a horrible spot, well, but because I don't want him, but
right.
But that is exactly what we do because he's not old either, so he still has young in him, and that is what the Vikings would do.
And it's probably going to, you know, after B gets his deal, it's probably going to be considered a steal, probably. So, yeah,
that's something to think about, though. That's it. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, there's going to be
a trade.
I wasn't even thinking about the Vikings.
I would say the Commanders actually.
I was saying Commanders, new Lions, ownership. If they're like, okay, Goff's not our dude. Yep. We have all these young guys. Let's bring him in.
Yep.
You know, maybe a mobile quarterback to add to that offense is.
I would think the Commanders, but, if not the Vikings.
Yeah,
because the Commanders. I don't know about Sam Howell, and it's a new ownership group. What do they like to do right away? They want a splash, and they want to know.
Make a splash. Yeah.
What did the Suns owners do? They went out and they spent money, right?
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Danny G?
Well, first off, since Rio put that taste in my mouth, I think I might have to resign as a Vikings fan if he came over to the team.
That's cool, man. Come over to the Bills, baby. We're ready to rock and roll this year.
That would even be that bad of a lateral jump for us, Danny.
Yeah.
Because they went to 4 Super Bowls and lost them 2 in a row.
Yeah.
So it'd be like we just, you know, we can transition over that way if Kyler goes to.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true. But as far as going back to Herbert. You're right. Like, the NFL is a little different. Like, quarterbacks, even if you're not the best guy, you could end up being the highest paid ever. Mm-hmm. So they had to pay him. It's smart to pay him a little bit early because they're going to save in the long run instead of waiting 2 years to do it. But he's still one of the more overrated quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't think he's – like, people always put him in the – I don't even know if he's top five, right? People act like he's a lock there, and he hasn't done – when they started – so they started slow last year, if you remember this. They weren't using Austin Eckler. And I remember this specifically because I can't remember if I had him. I think I had him in one of my leagues in fantasy, and mm-hmm. I was getting pissed. When they started winning is when they started using him again.
Yep.
He was the catalyst for that team last year. And then you saw, look what happened in the playoffs last year. Herbert got beat out by fucking Jimmer's guy. What, 28 down, right? What happened?
Who was that?
The Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
My guy.
Like, you can't put up any points at that point?
All right, hold on. That is a tall task to beat a future Hall of Fame quarterback. Okay? That's not exactly. Yeah. I never once said Herbert's going to be a future Hall of Fame quarterback, but does not mean. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good, man. But I think he is overrated. He hasn't won much. His stats aren't super amazing. He had that great first year, but then after that, it hasn't been anything phenomenal. And the window is not exactly super open. The Chiefs are going to be good for a long time. Denver should, in theory, be getting better. But I think more than anything, what they're doing is if they don't make the playoffs or something like that this year, I think they finally let the head coach go. Mm-hmm. And then they at least have their quarterback locked in for whoever comes in as the next head coach. So I think that was smart as well.
Yeah.
Let me build a little bit off what you just said.
I think Herbert needs his weapons. You look at him in college, right? He should have come out the year. All his weapons come out of college. He didn't. He had a down year. Mm-hmm. Same thing, he comes to the NFL, and then when he doesn't have those Mike Williams, who's always Keenan Allen, and he's just having to throw to
Austin the next or
guy,
the
next guys the up there, you know, Jared Guyton or whoever, whatever his name is, you know, there, it's like, it's not good for him. And I think we've seen that transition from his year in college when all his weapons left and Oregon didn't have anybody, you know, and he, boom, sucked. I think we've seen that transition in the NFL. He needs offensive guys around him.
That could be part of it. That definitely could. So if the guys are healthy, we could see a totally different thing. Mm-hmm. But I also haven't seen like a signature thing from him.
Yeah, I think like, it's hard to. I think it's a tough division to do that in with Patrick Mahomes being there. You know what? Been to Super Bowl.
Were you about to say Russ? Russ is there.
No. I was just saying that. You know that.
Why wouldn't he, Danny?
Why wouldn't he? Well, I'm saying you're kind of
Russell Love in
the shadow of Patrick Mahomes. You know, balling out. Mm. You know, Hall of Fame coach, going to go down as one of the best ever, and then, you know, they were loaded with playmakers and stuff. So, you know, maybe stuck in the shadow. I do think he's probably a little more overrated than some of the quarterbacks out there. I will agree with that, but I think he'll be just fine.
I'm going to make a case for and against both of you, okay? I just looked up his overall record, regular season and playoffs, and he's Kirk Cousins-esque. He's 25-25.
Mm-hmm.
With Justin, I like Justin. I actually think he is a franchise quarterback. I do. I do, but I think he needs weapons. Most quarterbacks do. How many quarterbacks in any given stretch of time, any time, year over year, don't need weapons? It's very few, right? Yeah. And then the few that don't necessarily need them, when you did give them one, they exploded for NFL records. Randy Moss to Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
When you give somebody the weapons like that, Peyton Manning with Demetrius Thomas. Now, that doesn't sound like a big deal, but Demetrius Thomas is one of the fastest. I was thinking, boy. Demarius Thomas. That was a different type of receiver that he hadn't really had up to that point, right? Like, big, fast, physical, the whole works, right? That's what I'm getting at. Justin needs, he does need that. I'm more sold on him than you guys. I am. I think his overall record, which we tend to forget, and we'll be reminded here very soon. We're about around the corner for football, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Is that his coach has fucked him too many times.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
This record and the playoff record, he's been hosed out of making the playoffs because of that coach. He's done his job and gotten down there, and they gamble for no reason.
Yep.
His defense, I'm not pushing it all on the defense, but that defense, if you go and you look at their roster, how ridiculously, how ridiculous they are. Good.
I think when we're making our picks, usually we're like, that's one of the things that we talk about. Like, the roster's so good, but can't count on any of them dudes staying healthy.
Right.
Can't count on the coach making smart choices. So, you know, you drop him down a few spots.
Yeah. I'm more sold on him, but I think he needs to get away from that coach. That coach needs to go. I really do. Yeah. I'm not sold on the cat.
I don't think we're that far apart. You said you think he's a franchise quarterback. I don't know if I disagree with that.
Yeah.
Like, what's franchise quarterback? Like, top 10 quarterback in the league?
Can you name seven higher right now that you want? From here on out, even. Not even before, but here on out, from right now. That you'd want for...
Yeah, I mean, let's see what we got, right? We got Joey B. We got Josh Allen. Obviously, Patty. Let's go down. I think I'd probably take your boy from Jacksonville.
Trevor Lawrence, yeah. You're coming around, baby. Trevor. You're coming around.
Yeah. Yeah. What else we got, man? We got Jalen Hurts. I think I would take Jalen Hurts over him.
Yeah.
That's a tough one for me. Yeah, we'll see. I'd like to see one more year with him and Philly. We'll see. Yeah, yeah. I'm not pushing either which way.
Yeah.
So that's five.
You've had enough. There's five.
I think I'd take Lamar over him.
Six.
Yeah. That one's a bit iffy.
If Tua could hold up, I'd take Tua over him, but there's a huge injury.
It's a big
thing
if.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I don't even know if I'd take Lamar over him.
That's what I'm saying. I think
Lamar's too scheme based, I think, until I see different. I think this year, they say it's going to be different this year. So after this year, it could change. But I would take him over Lamar.
I don't think we're very far off. I think, but he is easily to me, it is even top 10. It's easily top 8. Because, and you have a fluctuation between like maybe 3 quarterbacks right there. I think we all agree, like maybe on that top 4 or 5. Doesn't matter what order they go in, but those top 4 or 5, those are on. He's not in that class. I'm not saying that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
yep.
They did have to pay him. So we're in that market. Yep. I mean, all these cats are getting paid, right? But you know what? I'm gonna jump around a little bit. So, do you guys remember that dollar amount in the years?
260. Is that what you said?
260. 262. Right.
5 years?
5 years. The Celtics, Jaylen Brown, has now became the highest paid NBA player. Actually, technically in NBA history. So, obviously this year and beyond or whatever, but it's NBA history. With a 5-year, $304 million deal. By the way, I think Jokic's, was around the 270s mark. Back-to-back. Wasn't he back-to-back MVP last time I checked?
Oh, should have been three-time, probably.
Probably should have been three-time if it wasn't for, like, a stupid end of the year. Yeah. Well, yeah. We know.
Yeah. Yeah. Insane. Crazy. Crazy.
The $300 million. Jaylen Brown. Let me say those together one more time. Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
$300 million.
Not smart.
In
that's correct. That just I saw that and I'm like, that's insane, dude. That's something stupid.
At least in the NFL, the logic is like quarterbacks are going to be the ones that get paid, right? And quarterbacks are going to be the top whatever player in the league. I'm not going to rattle off like 20 names, but do you even think Jaylen Brown's a top 20 player in the NBA right now?
Fringe, he'd be around that number maybe, you know, like give 18, or take 90, a few.
20,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, 20, 21, 22, yeah.
So let's give him 20. You're telling me that the 20th best player in the NBA is making $300 million. That is insane. I can't comprehend it. And then Boston, they screwed themselves, too. They've got no wiggle room for anything. They're going to have no depth. They've got their two mega-paid players, right? And then who knows what's going to happen with Kristaps. But, God, man, I just can't believe that.
So there's no way you would do that. What could they have done? I don't know. Because you definitely... How do you have a conversation with a person that obviously believes he is worth all that money, right? And you tell them, hey, because you don't want him to walk either. I mean, you'd like to, ultimately, you'd like to keep him some version, way, or form, right? How do you have that conversation with somebody like, hey, homie, 5 years, $200 million, that's what we believe you're worth. Like, that sounds, we actually think that's above market value. And you're like, are you kidding? I have all the notoriety and all the awards or playoff teams and whatever you want to say, first team, second team, third team, whatever you need to get to get a supermax. Not because he's deserving of a supermax. $300 million. What do you think you?
Let me break some numbers down here. Okay, so let's say regular season, because these are way better than his playoff stats. He's 26 last year, 7-3. We'll call it 3 assists. That's your $300 man.
Eh,
okay, maybe that's not terrible. 26 points, cool. In the playoffs, 22-5-3. That's $300 million. To make it even worse, in Game 7, throughout the series against Miami, he had more turnovers than assists throughout the series. And in the last game, he gave me 19 points to close the fucking series out. Like, this is the guy that you're paying $300 million for. And I understand he's a defensive player, too, to a certain extent. But I think they lost a player that really made him look good.
So I'm going to help you on this one even more. I'm going to help beat down. We got to beat him down. Bro, you took him to the bank. You hoodwinked him. You realize he had 1.1 steals per game. A lot of people might not think anything about that. Okay, whatever. Joel Embiid averaged one steal a game. He's a center.
And that shouldn't happen for centers, yeah. That's normal for centers, rather. Sorry, yeah.
he averaged 33.5% from three-point range. So it isn't like he's a three-point assassin either. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever the inspiration of the team. He reminds me of that six man that doesn't realize he's a six man until he gets with a coach that has nuts big enough to say you are a sixth man. You know what I mean? Like a Manu Ginobili, all those the Jamal Crawfords of the world, and who's the other one that was like a lifetime six man? I think it just officially retired. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but it's kind of like you were the starter, you thought you were the man, and then until someone actually tells you, like, bro, you're a sixth man. You're a perfect sixth man. I'm calling that right now. He's a perfect sixth man. And a sixth man does not get paid $300 million.
So I have the list here. Jaylen Brown. Contract 5 years, $304 million, $60.8 million. Two, Damian Lillard.
How far down is he?
$60.8 million, number two. So he makes the same, but he's on a two-year deal. $121.77 million. Three, Devin Booker, $58.64 million. So guys that are better than him.
Yeah, way better.
Four, Karl Anthony Towns, $58.64 million a year, $234 million. And then five, Jokic, $55.2 million a year.
So Kat.
Then Steph Curry at six.
You said Kat's $234 million for 5 years. So there's a $70 million difference there. And I know there's been a couple years, I think, or was it last year?
Let's see.
But either way, inflation didn't go up that much. That's
it doesn't say when he signed it. But I mean, I'm just looking at these guys and going, yep, better. Joel Embiid's at seven. Anthony Edwards, though, at eight.
But that's a young contract that just kind of got done. And actually, I think he has more talent, and he's more defensive player. And I love that dude's attitude. I remember about his comments about not missing games. So.
I don't know, man. I got to watch more of him last year too in the playoffs than I ever have. It's like,
It was nice watching him because they were playing Denver, so they were out the late night game.
Yeah, you just never. Oh no, I'm talking about Jaylen Brown.
Oh,
like it was like you forgot he was in the game.
Right.
You know what I mean? Always.
It's not because you pay a guy that can take over. All those guys on that list that can take over a game and will you to a win.
Right.
And Jaylen Brown's not a guy I'm like,
if you're the coach, need you to get me this win.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right here.
Yeah.
All right. You know, ball. Yep. You know, we isolate and you get the ball. He's not getting the ball on that team. No. Tatum's getting the fucking ball.
And damn well he should.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, crazy.
Stupid money right there, especially compared to Justin Herbert, who's getting it, all quarterbacks. Which you guys need to watch The Quarterback on Netflix. I cannot sell this enough.
Excellent.
It is excellent. I am so jacked that they agreed to a second season. Peyton Manning, I think, is the executive producer and shit. So he came out and said that Netflix is renewed. I'm curious. I'm going to ask you. Danny knows the three quarterbacks that are in there. It's Marcus Mariota. Kirk Cousins, our guy. And then Patrick Mahomes. I'm actually curious who you think they roll with the third one. I actually like that with the three quarterbacks in the next one. But so keep that in your mind. Try to think.
Yeah.
I like the mix they had here. They had like almost a mixture of exactly how each person's weird season went. Like different.
Right.
It wasn't just the superstars. It wasn't just the top three quarterbacks in the NFL, you know. But I just want to say that they take a whooping. And for Jaylen Brown to get over $40 million more than a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
Not to mention on his own team. You're getting paid. Can Jason Tatum take him fucking serious when he looks at, like, we can't take Jason Tatum serious either. I mean, he started talking that dumb during the playoffs about Kobe talked to me in my dream and shit.
Yeah, then why'd you put up 12 points?
Yeah, that is not Mamba mentality, bitch.
It is not.
But
why'd you shoot 3 of 12 from deep? Because
first off, if you're going to miss that many, you need to shoot way more. Because Kobe would have shot at that, and those type of nights would have shot 23 threes.
100%.
Yeah. Rolling on, I guess we can keep a basketball a little bit. And that is Bronny James, LeBron's son, goes into cardiac arrest at USC practice. Evidently is in stable condition, out of ICU and all that. But I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but that's two players at USC, I think, in the last couple years that have had cardiac arrest.
Really?
At USC. At practice.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Or game, maybe.
That's crazy, man. I mean, it's career changing, you know. Look at who's that Baylor center that come out. They said he was a stud, then all of a sudden he ended up having a heart murmur or something like that, something bad. And plummeted off. I think eventually he kind of got cleared from doctors, and then I think kind of disappeared. But, life-changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, super sad when you see somebody like that have this happen to them. Yeah. You know?
It was weird to see, you know? I honestly thought when I seen, like, because you sent it in the group text. I went and looked. I'm like, are you sure LeBron didn't have one? I mean, his age would at least give you something, you know, like whatever. But
yeah,
such a young cat like that and kind of trying or starting to build his own name, his own thing that he's trying to do. And I mean, I don't know about you, but that freaked me out to even go back on the basketball court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like your passion, your love almost killed you.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was practice.
Man, we talking about practice.
Yeah. Allen Iverson, you know, fuck around.
About practice.
Practice. Hey, prayers to him, and hopefully he gets a speedy recovery, though.
Yeah.
And then my final one, gentlemen. It was bugging me. I was going, you know, fantasy's right around the corner. We kind of did this last year, a little later. Like fantasy crept up on us last year. I think like it jumped on us. Like fuck, we're only like a week and a half away. So, kind of started looking, but I was like, I'm kind of curious what running backs I should be kind of eyeballing and targeting. I'm looking at him and looking at him and looking at him. And there's so many running back questions right now. I'm curious what your thoughts are. Because we have running backs that are in one-year deals. We have running backs that aren't signed yet. We have running backs that are in a contract dispute, and they're saying may not suit up at all.
Yeah.
You have other ones that you're not even sold on. So Saquon signed a deal.
Yeah. $10 million was no good, but $11 million, let's do it, baby.
Yeah, let's do $11 million for one. Fuck it, yeah. And it's still 1 year. Not a long-term deal, right? How are you feeling? I don't know if you guys have your rankings up on there, like up for yourself, but what are you thinking for your running backs? What are you thinking, like, early part of your fantasy thought process?
So I have number one pick, and I tell you what, this is the more I see this, I'm like, holy fuck, I'm going wide receiver. You know, it's because you just can't trust any of them. You know, Zoom meeting, the traditional names, you know, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, they're starting to get miles up there. You know, and it's like there's just a whole lot of question marks everywhere. You know, people unsigned, people not wanting to play, one-year deals, people coming off injuries, you know. Old boy from the Colts, you know, normally would be a shoe-in, but God, that offense just sucked. You don't know who's going to start, and Gardner Minshew doesn't elevate that offense, but neither does the rookie. It's a rookie quarterback, so you don't know what you're going to get in terms of aspect of that. You know, the old line turned into just dog shit. You know, you have the 49ers who will run a stable of backs, even though they have Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. So,
and he has an injury history, too.
He does, too. So, you know, it's tough to make calls like that because I think teams are really going. They'd rather sign, you know, a stable of backs kind of and pick hot handish and keep the guys fresh.
And that's not to mention wherever Dalvin ends up going, which we know him out of all of them definitely will get signed. We just don't know where. It'll probably be a stable.
Yeah.
So you're going to lose the one of those bell cows that was a bell cow last few years into a stable.
Right.
To give you a list here of the top 10, Christian McCaffrey, Austin Eckler, Bijan Robinson, that – no offense, says a lot right now in two different ways. Like you have him rated number three as a running back who's never ran in the NFL. It does. They're a very run-heavy offense. Yeah, this isn't a shot at him.
Yeah.
It's more like – but it also says a lot about the rest of the field. So Nick Chubb, then Jonathan Taylor, Tony Pollard, who's now the lead back, who's coming off of injury too, right? And then you don't have another dude to take the load off of you. You're now the dude. Saquon, Josh Jacobs – Still hasn't signed his deal, right? Derrick Henry, who has the miles. Ramondre Stevenson is number 10. 11, 12 is Breece Hall, Travis Etienne, and then you have Najee Harris. That's kind of where I'm going to stop. But I actually feel better about the second half of that. Like, I'm thinking, I don't know. Go ahead, Danny. What's your thought about all those? There's so many question marks. I don't remember this many question marks.
There's a lot of question marks. It's really hard. Really fucking hard. And this whole contract thing makes it worse, right?
Yeah.
And now they're going into Zoom meetings and doing all that, you know. And even you mentioned Jonathan Taylor. Well, he's still on the PUP list, like, as he's injuries, like, lingering in that from the offseason. So there's no locks, right? There's nothing. I think if you want to talk about a lock, like, Bijan might be the closest to it. Like, because you don't know about an injury history, or you don't know, you just know he's going to get the volume.
Yeah.
He might be the only, like, safe pick that early if you're going to go that early. Because Christian, you don't fucking know.
But you probably wouldn't feel good about taking it. If, like, in Chris's spot, you don't
feel.
It's
risky taking
him. It's risky taking him number one. You almost need.
I'm not taking him number one. Totally. And here's the thing, too, because they can do the same thing. They'd be like, oh, you got this young back, but old Geiger or whatever, Allison or whatever, he ran for 1,200 yards last year. You know,
oh, Algier. Yeah.
Like, he ran for 1,200 yards. So you could still almost, you know, maybe
not split
60-40 or, you know, whatever, 70-30.
But still not still number not one overall number pick. One
because you don't have to run his wheels off because you have a guy who showed he could do it in that offense. So he might not even get the ball, you know, like Belkow, workhorse. So many dang question marks.
Let me throw some more question marks at you. Because, I mean, these wouldn't hurt you for, like, number two running backs later if you had the solid number one, which we've already stated is kind of hard to choose right now, right? Mm. But then you have Miles Sanders with a new team with Carolina.
Yeah.
You have Joe Mixon, and has he really been that good? I never feel good about drafting Joe Mixon. I really don't. He has one game, two games. I'll be like, oh, hell yeah. The rest of it is, like,
disappear.
Barely
they'll
get
pass,
near 12.
They'll pass, yeah. Get past happy. And yeah.
Alexander Mattison, we don't know. All season long, this is be all season. It is your running back. Are you going to be able to hold up? We have no idea. But the biggest one I had was, where was we at? Oh, Aaron Jones. Think about that. Aaron Jones without Aaron Rodgers. You know how many – I've had Aaron Jones in fantasy. Loved it. Hated that he's a Packer, but mm-hmm. –
Yeah,
loved it, but when he's not running the ball well, guess what? Aaron Rodgers was finding him in the flat because there's only two dudes he could throw the goddamn ball to.
Right.
And he was one of them.
Yep.
Now that isn't the case.
He might get it more with Love.
Well, running or throw. Are you thinking dumping off?
Yeah, dumping off.
Okay.
Yeah. Get scared. Yeah. He's the best player on
the
team.
I like the spin of it, but Baltimore also, he's J.K. Dobbins. There's like four running backs there now. they signed another one that can legitimately run the rock. This does not feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not, you know, at least, especially not in the one position because, you know, it's like you got to nail that one. At least if you're setting four and back, you can actually contemplate taking a Justin Jefferson, you know, Chase, something like that. You know, you'd be like, okay, maybe I don't need to push for a running back yet. But one, like, you've got to nut it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's say you do go wide receiver. I don't feel like that's any easier. Like, who is the lock number one? I don't know if anybody's head and shoulders.
But you know the guys are going to get the ball. You know, the quarterbacks are going to look there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Justin Jefferson. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with old boy from the Bengals. I mean, you know, I think those are one and two probably. You can't go wrong there.
Cooper.
You know, Cooper Kupp's going to get, you know, I don't know if I'd take – he's probably number three for me. I'd take the other two.
Devontae would probably hurt a little bit with no Derek Carr. I guess we'll see what the quarterback is. you know,
Hopkins. Kind of yeah, I don't know.
Or, well, I don't know about Hopkins, but I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
Jimmy G.
Yeah, Jimmy G. We'll see how he. When has he ever lugged a 1,200 plus yard receiver, right, like clear cut? You know,
yep.
There's some question marks, but I think there's clear, you know, two up there that you would take, one, two, and then I think the rest will fall. Otherwise, I think it's kind of crazy if that doesn't happen. Personally, God, but
that's why being the number one pick is so hard, dude.
Yeah.
Because if you, let's say it's Christian McCaffrey, because that probably makes the most sense, him or Austin Eckler, right?
Mm. Yeah.
But with the injury history, all of a sudden that can just be gone. Boom, and it's gone. Like you didn't have a first-round pick. Like,
last year how it fell, I think it went running backs, 1, 2, 3. All three of them got hurt. Mm. So my top three picks I didn't have for multiple games of the year.
Yeah.
You know, it hurt big time.
Yep.
Hey, we get to get into one hell of a, back to a good old-fashioned 100% fun fantasy league.
What do you say we just go like four wide receivers, one running back? I think maybe that'll make it.
Hey, is that what we're kind of getting to?
Maybe that's double what we'll do. Two quarterbacks.
Oh, yes.
we're down. I don't know if Danny knows this. We're officially fuck off right now.
Four.
We're down to officially 10 guys in our fantasy.
Punters.
Sweet. We got some depth now, huh?
Yes.
That waiver there will be yummy.
There'll be shit on the waiver wire.
So we're going plenty down of to kickers only two wide receivers up. Then?
Yeah.
Down to two wide receivers and then we're
we're going to need three wide receivers. I don't care which way we do. I really don't care. Probably go down to two. I don't care.
It doesn't matter. But, yeah, two teams falling off. Well, one team fell off, booted another one out. So, yeah, down to 10. So, yeah.
Hey, how'd that conversation go?
I haven't had it yet. I haven't seen him. I want to have a conversation like with or tell him.
Well, I think he kind of knows because he already backed out of the league.
No, I booted him.
Oh, you booted
yeah,
him?
I restarted the league or whatever. And kicked him out and fuck. Yeah,
well, I thought it said he left.
Well, you kind of have to when you're escorted out.
All right. Okay. All right. You're right.
I don't see him on third, so I didn't want to just text him and be like, "You're out." But no. I mean, I can. It doesn't hurt my feelings really, but I'd rather be.
I think he got a notification because he's been acting real weird to Luke.
Oh.
So.
Okay. That's cool. Hey, man.
Maybe sometimes some things don't need to even go without saying or do so.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe something shouldn't be a surprise.
Right.
Yeah, that's
you're not
right.
Shocked.
Like, yeah, you keep trying to fight members of your fantasy football league, you're probably going to be asked to not play again.
Right.
That's awesome. But hey, Danny, first off, I have to lecture you. I have to. For the love of God tonight, knock out a fucking episode or two or quarterback. Okay?
Yeah, I've got
to
check it
out. I need to put investment and stock in this for how much I'm blowing this thing up. But it is a completely different level. I cannot stress that enough than anything you've actually watched before. Like, you actually see, like, behind-the-scenes shit everywhere, right? You don't – that isn't quite the same as what you're seeing right here. They actually – it seemed fucking pretty real to me. Like, Mahomes and them and how they talk.
Yeah. Seems real.
And as in, like, at home. Like, you hear him cursing out the dogs. He doesn't know he's on the mic.
Yeah, he's out back.
I promise you.
Who are your three?
Good. Okay.
You asked this question
for
so
next.
Yeah,
for
but
next
I put
season?
You guys on the spot first.
So I would like to see one of the rookies kind of get a look into their, you know, how they're handling. It's different. No matter how they say, it's totally different. And how they handle the team, get insight of what they're doing, how they're handling, you know, or they still live at home, how they're handling kind of the money aspect too. You know, what they're driving, all that kind of stuff. You know, if you, like I said, they spread it out on who they pick. So I'd like to see maybe a Josh Allen or something, like one of those top tier quarterbacks for sure. And then I think you do have to have a flashy one. I'm not sure who puts a lot of controversy in. I'd like to see Dak just because, you know, America's team. People would want to tune in for that, you know? Yeah. Like that's
and see how he really is. Like, right. That's what you'll get out of this, is that you get to find out is it. How he is as a real person, not what he projects off to the media. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you find out that Kirk Cousins is actually pretty fucking tough. You don't think he is. You don't know he is because you don't know he's hurt. He plays it off when he's up on the podium. You actually see all the shit that he has to go through on the backside. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting at. But who do you got for your three?
Man, I like the idea of a rookie, but you took that. So what I want to see is Geno Smith up in Seattle. With now they've got expectations after last year.
Ooh, okay.
God, and Josh Allen's interesting, but I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers.
Fucker.
With the Jets.
That's going to be one of mine. I'll figure a different one.
And when you talk about, like, controversy and stuff like that, I'm going Baker with Tampa.
Okay.
I think that shit, because the team is saying they're going to be fine, right? And he's wild as fuck, and it's almost that Manziel thing that they're going to come out with here pretty soon. But I think that would be fun to see that, especially if shit just blows up down there.
Right. You know, if Brock wasn't hurt, I'd go Brock Purdy, but being that he's going to be out,
yeah,
that would be cool to see, you know, how he handles
100%
team and everything, you know.
Or even, like, thinking about that division, like Stafford, with everything that just happened last year, everybody shit the bed, the injuries and everything, and then, like, what happens. There could be some, yeah, there's some good ones, dude.
Yeah, I saw some.
What about Tua?
The team was pissed that he didn't take a pay cut.
Yeah, maybe we get some insight. Like, the microphones and cameras accidentally rolling, you hear the dirty shit happening down in Miami. Like, walking through the halls and shit, right? Oh, man. So, you did take one of mine. I'm like, I want to hear a little psychedelic Aaron Rodgers, okay? You'll catch the kind of before, and it's as the season goes, too, you know, right? That one was, my number one has got to be Joey B. I want Joey B. I think that's a mid to almost like Patrick Mahomes-esque, like that. You even see that in this one. Maybe you catch more of the flip side the other way, right?
Yeah, you got to have one in the top tier for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going Joey B on that one. I take that back. I am taking that back. I'm going Josh Allen because I want to know what's going on with Diggs.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to know that conversation. I want to know if it's hyped up as what it is, if it's like dumb shit, but the real conversations, because the stuff that's getting out there, right? I'm going Josh Allen. And then I was just looking at the list of rookies. I think it'd be too easy to go like Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. I'm going with Anthony Richardson. I want to see the talent. The brains are there. We saw some of that, right? Like, a lot of people didn't realize that. And then you saw those pre-draft sitting down with coaches, and he, like, memorized shit, like, on the spot and then threw it out there for him. But you're going to see, what do we really have in Indy? And then we're being led by this rookie that has all the talent in the world.
How many games before he starts?
He started right away.
I feel like he's hurt.
I don't think so. I think it'll be a few games.
Who
I think
they
they'll let Gardner Minshew.
Oh, Gardner?
I think they'll let old boy, and then, you know, because they'll be like, oh, we're trying to win, and we want to, you know, try to hang on the division and whatever. And then I say four games. Hey, four, they'll have some trouble, perhaps, and then they're like, okay, old boy, throw him in.
Forgot about that. I still believe that he has a shot of taking, because his talent is too.
His talent is God, too. But he looks too like dog shit. Oh, I just can't forget the how bad he looked at Florida, fucking in the minimal work. Like, and this is the only better talent he's facing. So
I know.
Yeah, the coach seems to think the only way to get better is gig experience. So it sounds like it'll be earlier.
All right, I'm gonna cheat a little bit then. And then I want Ryan Tannehill. See, I got Will Levis behind him.
Yeah,
I'll be my second.
Well, do you see that? They're saying Malik is outplaying Levis, but still could get cut.
Well, yeah, they took Levis. Well,
I guess Levis got day two or round two pick.
Round two pay. I mean, Malik looked like dog shit last year, and he had some tape. Like, they had some game tape now.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you're a third rounder or later, you have to succeed almost right away. Like, you can't have
Dak Prescott, baby.
Well, it'd be better for him if they do cut him anyway. Go to a better spot where if you have a shot, you have weapons at least.
Yep.
They've got nothing for him.
Yeah. God, it's so tough. There's so many that I want to grab my one. That's for sure.
Seattle one was good.
I like that Seattle, like, expectations. Him coming back. He's already had the, okay, now people are paying attention to you again. What's up? Deshaun Watson as the third one.
Ooh.
Deshaun Watson. We're a year removed where stuff has slowed down, calmed down, and, like, everything calm for your head. You're actually having a full off season with your team finally. Did you lose it? Do you still have it? What's going on?
You led the league, set a year, set most of the year, and then looked like shit. So, yeah. Do you have it back?
Yeah. That's kind of where I go to. Plus, if just like what he was saying about the Dak part, like what the viewers you're drawing, the Browns faithful would draw into that so hard to watch that. You know what I'm saying? They just
guys, you can't come in here. I got a massage thing.
What? It's a team one.
Yeah, right. Team one. Right? With all the training.
TM one.
No, that's her name.
What? Danny G, my man, you told us that you had a make sense for us.
Yeah, I definitely do. So the last night that we were there, so Friday night, we were with my family down there grilling and hanging out, stuff like that. And my cousin's husband, Alex, you met Alex.
Yeah.
He's like 6'10", fucking giant Viking. He's a like finance director for some auto dealership down there, right? And he was talking to me. He's like, God, I can't remember his name. He's like, I'm trying to think. He's like, rookie tight end for the Cardinals. And I'm like, I'm not sure off the top of my head. And so I had to look it up. And so Trey McBride is who he's talking about, right?
Okay.
And he's like, so this guy comes in, and I know he's a football player. I don't know who the hell he is, though, because he doesn't follow football so much. And the guy comes in, and he has to get – so he just got his contract. And by the way, this guy already got a good contract for a fucking tight end. But he came from Colorado or Colorado State, but either way, the state of Colorado. And he had to get his finance guy on the phone to deal with everything because this guy doesn't pay bills or anything. He doesn't do shit. And so this guy gets on the phone, and they figure out the price and how things get paid and all of that. But then at the end of it, like when you get your car – you got to get license plates and stuff, right? Well, this guy wants to register his vehicle in Colorado still. Apparently, he still lives up there. And so Alex is like, all right, yeah, I mean, that's fine. I can't do anything with that then because I'm in Arizona. Like, you'll have to go do that yourself. And this guy, okay, yeah, no problem, whatever. And he gets a call from him like a couple months later. And the guy's like, hey, did you ever register my car? Like, I haven't got any plates yet or anything like that. Because I don't know if this guy's ever driven or had his own car before either. And Alex is like, no, dude. We talked about this. Like, you have to go do that.
If you wanted it in Colorado.
Yeah, yeah. And he's, oh, yeah, yeah, no problem. All right, man, I got it. And so, long story short, every couple months for a long time, this guy would call Alex and forget that he had to go do it himself. He's like, hey, man, I don't got the plates yet. And fucking same song and dance. It's like, hey, dude, you have to go do that. I can't do that for you. So, like, that's a little bit of insight into these guys don't do anything for themselves, right? They've got other people handling the money, paying bills, doing all this. This guy could not remember to go get fucking license plates for his car. And it wasn't – I did ask him, too, by the way. I'm like, what, was it something fucking sick? Like, what kind of car? He's like, nah, I think it's just like a BMW or something. Like, nothing too crazy. He didn't blow his wad on it or anything. Okay. But, yeah, this dude and he's like, so – right now, today, and that was like a year and a half ago or whatever, he's like, this guy might still be driving with no plates in Colorado. He's like, I don't fucking know. He hasn't called me for a while, so maybe he figured it out.
It's crazy. Because we bought one in Minnesota or whatever. And we're like, well, yeah, obviously, register in Iowa. And they're like, okay, well, we're taking care of everything, actually. So we're going to do it, get it transferred and sent down there, and then you're supposed to go up there and it'll all be ready. Well, then we went up there and they're like, no, we haven't received anything. So we're calling. They're like, well, what do you mean? We're not sure exactly. And I'm like, Allie must have been waiting way too nice. Cause then I called. It's like, listen fucking here. I'm like, do I need, I was like, I will fucking drive this goddamn fucking car. I was like, I'll drop in the fucking lot and we'll go fucking somewhere else. But you got, I was like, you sure as well cash the fucking $2,000 down fucking payment.
Yeah.
They had just dropping that. Like, well, we're sorry. And I'm like, I was like, I'm sorry, because it was a man at the, like, the desk or whatever. That, and I'm like, you know what? Just direct me to the person who was supposed to do it. That wasn't meant for you. That was for somebody else. I'm like,
you blew your wad.
Yeah. Oh, no. I went again. I was okay. Like, I was like,
well,
I was
back
like,
up.
I was like, I'm already too wound. I'm like, this was just like my, you know, practice in America.
There you go. Yeah. There you
so
go.
So I'm like, you know, give me somebody who, because I understand you don't understand what's going on. I'm just telling you that.
I'm pissed.
Right. That I'm fucking pissed off. And this is what I'm saying. So Yeah, the lady didn't call me, but she called Allie like 5 minutes later. She's like, oh, yeah, we found it. We got it.
We got it right here.
She never called me because they were like, yeah, let's keep your phone number. We'll call you and make sure. Oh, fuck, no. They didn't want to talk to
Jesus.
Me. Jesus. Yeah.
You know the one thing?
Allie had to call twice, or they were just giving her a run around or whatever. Know. Yeah, I fucking call it. I don't fucking think so.
I'll
fucking drop this car off fucking lot.
What I was kind of gathering from Danny is that he's making fun of a CTE candidate.
Yeah.
Maybe, right?
Can't remember.
Yeah.
But no, I'm with you. Like, they're so... God, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, no worries. I don't know if I could do that completely. Some of the stuff I would. Like, dude, I'm never washing my dishes again. I'm not doing laundry. Just not going to happen. My least favorite things. Somebody I'm paying to do that.
Yeah.
But some of that other shit, I'll take care of my own stuff. Like, I don't need you to...
Yeah.
I'll keep track of my own shit.
It's always sketchy when somebody else handles your money too, because you've heard so many stories.
Yes.
About people getting
That's what would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where all this goes, and then you're gonna hide it under some fee, and then, you know, I'm probably gonna be too busy to, or think I'm too busy to even look into your stupid ass fee that you're charging me. And
what's those beach girls? Sudden, oh no, that was when you went to the beach the other day.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, we had to pay them to get towels for you.
Hey, it's part of the new NIL deal.
But I worked it in. It was a year too late, and I worked it into your contract.
Yeah.
So they're paying you. He says money's going out. No. Yeah,
it's all good.
It's a rebate.
Yeah. It's coming back. Don't worry.
It's coming back temple.
But yeah, it definitely makes sense if you don't think about it, man.
Boom.
I don't know if there's any words of wisdom. Just handle your own shit if you can, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. One, man. Be grown. Tough. Try to remember.
When in doubt, figure it out.
It's pretty, yeah. It's not that difficult to go up and do your tax. Like, my son did his set. He was 16. Yeah. You go up to the courthouse and just ask a question or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Don't think that's too difficult.
No.
So, yeah, it makes sense.
Definitely does. Well, ladies and gentlemen, beautiful people out there on the interwebs, we're going to go ahead and start to wrap her up. So if you happened to find us on any of the platforms out there, be sure to like, subscribe, share the whole nine yards. We really appreciate it. But, Jimmer, where are those platforms?
Anywhere and everywhere you could possibly think of. And that'd be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and YouTube.
Let's go. And we love to tell a good story. Doesn't matter what it is. If it makes you laugh, makes you cry, doesn't fucking matter. But if you got one you want us to share, go ahead and slide on in.
To our DMs, get us that story. We can get it out to all the folks that want to hear it. It can be funny, stupid, whatever. But we can omit names, anything like that. Get it out of there. But get us that story, and we can share it out.
100%, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get out of this sweat box.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. This is 3 Gig Sports.
We out.